but the owl lay motionless and pathetic as a toy on the floor of her cage. He could not take it in, and his terror for the others was paramount. He glanced over his shoulder and saw a mass of people moving, flares of green light, two pairs of people on brooms soaring off into the distance, but he could not tell who they were.
"Hagrid, we've got to go back! We've got to go back!"
he yelled over the thunderous roar of the engine, pulling out his wand, ramming Hedwig's cage onto the floor, refusing to believe that she was dead.
"Hagrid, turn around!"
"My job's to get you there safe, Harry!"
bellowed Hagrid, and he opened the throttle.
"Stop! Stop!"
Harry shouted, but as he looked back again, two jets of green light flew past his left ear. Four Death Eaters had broken away from the circle and were pursuing them, aiming for Hagrid's broad back. Hagrid swerved, but the Death Eaters were keeping up with the bike. More curses shot after them, and Harry had to sink low into the sidecar to avoid them. Wriggling around, he cried,
"Stupefy!"
And a red bolt of light shot from his own wand, cleaving a gap between the four pursuing Death Eaters as they scattered to avoid it.
"Hold on, Harry! This'll do for 'em!"
roared Hagrid, and Harry looked up just in time to see Hagrid slamming a thick finger into a green button near the fuel gauge. A wall, a solid brick wall, erupted out of the exhaust pipe. Craning his neck, Harry saw it expand into being in midair. Three of the Death Eaters swerved and avoided it, but the fourth was not so lucky. He vanished from view and then dropped like a boulder from behind it, his broomstick broken into pieces. One of his fellows slowed up to save him, but they and the airborne wall were swallowed by darkness as Hagrid leaned low over the handlebars and sped up. More killing curses flew past Harry's head from the two remaining Death Eaters' wands. They were aiming for Hagrid. Harry responded with further stunning spells. Red and green collided in midair in a shower of multicolored sparks, and Harry thought wildly of fireworks and the muggles below who would have no idea what was happening.
"Here we go again, Harry! Hold on!"
yelled Hagrid, and he jabbed at a second button. This time, a great net burst from the bike's exhaust, but the Death Eaters were ready for it. Not only did they swerve to avoid it, but the companion who had slowed to save their unconscious friend had caught up. He bloomed suddenly out of the darkness, and now three of them were pursuing the motorbike, all shooting curses after it.
"This'll do it, Harry! Hold on tight!"
yelled Hagrid, and Harry saw him slam his whole hand onto the purple button beside the speedometer. With an unmistakable bellowing roar, dragonfire burst from the exhaust, white-hot and blue, and the motorbike shot forward like a bullet with a sound of wrenching metal. Harry saw the Death Eaters swerve out of sight to avoid the deadly trail of flame, and at the same time felt the sidecar sway ominously. Its metal connections to the bike had splintered with the force of acceleration.
"It's all right, Harry!"
bellowed Hagrid, now thrown flat onto his back by the surge of speed. Nobody was steering now, and the sidecar was starting to twist violently in the bike's slipstream.
"I'm on it, Harry! Don't worry!"
Hagrid yelled, and from inside his jacket pocket, he pulled his flowery pink umbrella.
"Hagrid! No! Let me!"
"Reparo!"